It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Josh Benega, Lac Qui Parle County Veteran Service Officer. This program brought to you by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247 and Madison VFW Lac Qui Parle County Post 1656. Two great service organizations which operate facilities in both communities, organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And it's time to say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac Qui Parle Veteran Service Officer, who's fresh in from getting a workout with the snowblower again over the weekend.
You know, I think we got more snow in this last week than we got all season.
I think you're right. That's around a foot or so. That's a lot of snow.
I've seen and heard more snowmobiles in the last 3 days than I have for the last couple of years.
Yeah, they were telling them on the news yesterday, get out and enjoy it while you can, because, you know, we've got some warm weather coming up in the next few days, and won't be around long, but then it's probably going to snow a little bit again. So, I mean, we got a lot of winter left, so.
In like a lion, out like a lamb is coming
right.
up. So.
That's right. But I can do without it, but it's the moisture is nice, and for those who like the fun, you know, it's a good thing.
Yep.
So not much you can do about it.
That's right.
All right. Well, a salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Coxswain James Stanley Hall. James was born on August 12th, 1925, in Augusta Township in Lac Qui Parle County and passed away on July 29th, 2013. He was from the Bellingham area, and prior to him enlisting in the U.S. Navy, he worked for the Great Northern Railroad in Bellingham. He entered active duty on June 30th, 1943, in Minneapolis in the United States Navy, and was honorably discharged just shy of 3 years later on March 11th, 1946, in Great Lakes, Illinois. He served in the Pacific Theater during World War II, and he earned the Asiatic Pacific Theater Service Ribbon, the Philippine Liberation Ribbon with one campaign star, and the World War II Victory Ribbon. I had to look up what a coxswain did in the Navy.
What does a coxswain do? I've heard it mentioned, but I couldn't tell you.
General work on ships.
Okay. You know, like maintenance and
No, it was tying ropes off, dropping anchor, steering the ship, general stuff that make the ship operate.
Okay. So now we know.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I didn't know what that was. It was later changed to a boatswain's mate.
Okay.
Coxswain was a leftover term from either World War One or prior to that. So
like on the sailing ships, maybe even.
Yes.
Who knows?
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. So. It was a general sailing duties.
Okay. Well, we learn something every day.
Similar to the Army, infantry. You know, they do the general soldier duties.
The grunt work.
Yep, grunt work. But by no means. So we thank you, James, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Yep, somebody's always got to do the grunt work.
You know? That's right.
That's the way life is. You know?
That's
right. We appreciate those people that are willing to roll up their sleeves.
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
Right. All right. Well, let's talk about our topic at hand today.
Well, we got two topics, actually.
They've launched a new program to connect with veterans, and you're going to talk a little bit about some teamwork and modernization things.
Yes. There are a couple of articles from the VA's website, and talk a little bit about these here. The first one is about they're launching Concierge for Care, which is a healthcare enrollment initiative, connects former service members shortly after they separate from service. As part of this, VA staff are personally contacting recently separated service members to answer questions, process healthcare enrollment applications over the phone, and help schedule eligible veterans' first VA medical appointments if they need it. Each week, VA will receive a list of separating service members from Department of Defense. The goal is to make contact with them within a month of their separation. A lot of times, during their debriefing or out processing, they'll get the contact information of offices like mine, and we'll do all this grunt work, as you so.
I'm sorry,
delicately put it, but
I didn't mean to insult anybody.
No, by no means. But
I do a lot of grunt work around here.
That's right.
Carry out the trash.
What's that line from the movie Caddyshack? The world needs ditch diggers.
That's right.
Yep.
Exactly.
Certain veterans who served in a theater of combat operations are eligible to enroll and receive cost-free health care for medical conditions related to the military service during the first five-year period after they're separated. By then, hopefully, they've contacted somebody like me and have done some paperwork to continue that health care coverage. So, there was another article sent out by the Office of Information and Technology, or OIT. They released its 2017 year in review to celebrate the progress OIT has made in the past year towards creating a modern VA and enhancing veterans' experiences. The year in review includes information on IT initiatives, such as VA's new White House hotline and Reach Vet. I think I talked about this a while back, but they're both initiatives designed to field requests for information and eliminate veteran suicide through early engagement of at-risk individuals. Also, there's Lighthouse, which is a new tool that will enable veterans to manage their own health experience holistically on a secure, streamlined, and interoperable platform. Other efforts detailed in the report, such as VA's cybersecurity overhaul and improvements of the electronic health record, offer a glimpse into the future of veterans' health care and benefits delivery. Accomplishments detailed in OIT's 2017 year in review represent a departure from methods used in the past and signal a hopefully a bright, innovative future for the standard of care for this nation's veterans. So, couple of good things coming out of this. They're doing some proactive outreach instead of reactive outreach to recently separating service members,
which is a good thing.
Yes, and then they're taking a proactive approach in everything's going to computers these days, so veterans can take ownership of their electronic health record and their management of their care. So more information on this and stuff, other stuff, you can contact our office, and there's the Veterans Linkage Line.
And that number is?
It is 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're in the lower level of the courthouse.
Probably the buried level today now.
Kenny did an outstanding
job. He's doing a good job of getting it done.
He always does a good job getting that snow out.
Great.
But we're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Fridays, and you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thanks for the update there, Josh. We'll catch you again next week.
Sounds good.
Josh Benning, a Lackbarrow Veteran Service Officer, Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is heard every Monday morning at this time on Q92. Brought to you by Madison VFW Lackbarrow County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next Monday morning, same time right here for Vets Info on the Air.